Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Deeper Truth presents... Yes, welcome to another edition of Stand in the Gap, where we celebrate our saint of the day, remember our priests, pray for our children, remember those who have gone before, and many other special features. Following this brief program note, our saint of the day is next.
Welcome to Deeper Truth. Stand in the Gap with us and St. Charles Day Hookhold. Hookhold. And his story begins now. Blessed Charles Day Hookhold, 1858 to 1916, he took a photo of the Eucharist in Jesus while it was exposed on the altar. And when the film was developed, the attached picture of the child Jesus appeared. The picture portrays the innocent child Jesus looking up to his loving Holy Father and praying on our behalf. Surroundings shows the child Jesus in a poor carpenter's workshop. Some time later, Jesus told the monk, "I promise to send my blessings and my peace to each home where this image is found." Born into an aristocratic family in France, Charles was orphaned at the age of six. And raised by his devout grandfather, he rejected the Catholic faith as a teenager and joined the French army. He lost his faith as an adolescent, inheriting a great deal of money from his grandfather. Charles went to Algeria with his regiment, but not without his mistress, Mimi. He declined to give her up. He was dismissed from the army. Still in Algeria, when he left Mimi, Charles reinvested in the army, refused permission to make a scientific exploration of nearby Morocco, and he resigned from the service. With the help of a Jewish rabbi, Charles disguised himself as a Jew. And in 1883, began a one-year exploration that he recorded in a book that was well-received. And he said, "I live the way it is impossible to live once the last spark of faith has been extinguished. I am bored to death," he said, inspired by the Jews and Muslims whom he met. Charles resumed the practice of his Catholic faith when he returned to France in 1886. Declaring himself a free thinker, Charles later said, "I am so free, so young, there remained not a trace of faith in my soul." He joined a Trappist monastery in France and later transferred to Syria. Leaving the monastery in 1897, Charles worked as a gardener and sexton for the poor Clare nuns in Nazareth and later in Jerusalem. In 1901, he returned to France and was ordained a priest. Later that year, Charles journeyed to Morocco, intending to found a monastic religious community in North Africa and offered hospitality to Christians, Muslims, and Jews, or people with no religion. And he said, keep your heart ready and let it be filled with what Christ wishes to place here. He lived a peaceful, hidden life, but attracted no companions. A former armor comrade invited him to live among the people in Algeria. And he said, being very young, this officer lacks firmness and enthusiasm. Of undeveloped character, he had much work ahead before he can perform at the level expected. And Charles learned the language enough to write in that language and creating the French dictionary with it, and to translate the Gospels into the language. In 1905, he came to Taman Reset, where he lived the rest of his life. A two-volume collection of Charles' poetry was published after his death. And Blessed Charles said, my place is in the desert. To establish myself over there to be a priest and a hermit, for I believe that would be to the great glory of God, even if I remained alone. In early 1909, he visited France once more and established an association of lay people who pledged to live by the Gospels. And he said that my soul is experiencing a profound peace, which grows daily. It increases faith, which calls for gratitude. I am where the good Lord wants me to be. In a year, I shall make my profession. In my heart, I long to be bound through those vows. I am already bound through my most every wish. And so he returned to Africa, welcomed by the people there. And in 1915, Charles wrote, the love of God, the love for one's neighbor, all religion is found there. How to get to that point? Not in a day, since it is perfection itself. It is the goal we must always aim for, which we must unceasingly try to reach. We will only attain it in heaven. And so the outbreak of World War I led to attacks on the French in Algeria. And during World War I, attacks were made on the French living in Algeria, and Charles was forced to build a fort to protect the people in the surrounding area. It became a place of refuge for many. And one of the priests who supervised Charles said, you are free, my son. You can follow the particular vocation that seems good to you. After prayer, study, and reflection, the fathers recognized in you a special vocation outside the rule. That is what the council has decided unanimously. May God guide your footsteps. And it went on, we obey in silence, he said. We do good by what we are more than by what we do. We do good by being of God, by belonging to God. Yes, stability. Gather moss, let the grace of God penetrate, grow, and solidify in the soul. Avoid agitation and endless new beginnings. It is true that we are always beginners, but at least always in the same way and the same direction. And God was indeed calling him to the priesthood. On June 9, 1901, in the cathedral in France, Charles was ordained a priest by Archbishop de Monti. And Father Foucauld celebrated his first Mass on the morning of June the 10th, 1901, and his sister, with his sister present. And he said, I have been authorized to found a new religious family under the rule of St. Augustine, under the name of the Little Brothers of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, for adoring night and day the Holy Eucharist in perpetual exposition in the solitude of the cloister, in countries of mission, in poverty and work. I am collapsing under the weight of my blessings, of the vision of which I should be, of the vision of the good that I should do, and of the good that would be done were I to be sanctified. And seized in a raid by another tribe there in Africa, Charles and two French soldiers coming to visit him were shot to death on December the 1st, 1916. And on a daily basis, Father Foucauld would give food to those who begged, always making sure to ask anyone who begged to do a job or to work so that they might remain dignified. In the end, not one other person would join his order. Instead of succumbing to discouragement, however, Charles counted this as a blessing to keep him ever humble before the Lord. He continued to offer all he had to God to do with as he pleased. Sometime shortly before his death, he penned a prayer of abandonment, which many pray to this day. And now his life was approaching its fullness. God would soon take him home, and marauders who set out to steal from the fort Charles had built seized him and dragged him into the trench in front of his fort on December the 1st, 1916. As two of his friends approached, Father attempted to warn them and was shot by one of his captors at close range. His life was consumed to God, a gift that he had received and offered back. And Charles' body was found in a ditch in front of the wall, small fort, where he had lived a contemplative life serving the poor in Algeria. And he was shot in the head by a marauder. The holy priest died a martyr. And the first miracle, which led to the beatification of Charles in 2005, took place in 1984. An Italian from Milan was cured of bone cancer through the intercession of Father Charles. And on May the 26th, 2020, Pope Francis signed a decree approving a second miracle attributed to the intercession of Blessed Charles, paving the way for his canonization. On November the 30th, 2016, the eve of the centenary of Charles's death, a 21-year-old carpenter helping to restore St. Louis School Chapel in France, one of the employees, a carpenter named Charlie, had fallen from a ceiling vault in the chapel of St. Louis High School in western France. And the 21-year-old man, known publicly only by his first name, had fallen 50 feet onto the armrest of a church pew. And seven doctors examined the young man and concluded unanimously that falling from such height and being impaled generally caused organs to explode. However, the man reportedly got up and looked for help. After the accident, hundreds of people in the parish prayed to Charles to intercede for the healing of the young man, and he was hospitalized for 6 days and returned to work within 2 months without suffering any physical or psychological side effects. And doctors concluded this incident could not be explained medically. And five religious congregations, associations, and spiritual institutes, the Little Brothers of Jesus, Little Sisters of the Sacred Heart, and Little Sisters of Jesus, and Little Brothers of the Gospel, and Little Sisters of the Gospel, draw inspiration from the peaceful, largely hidden, yet hospitable life that characterized Charles. He was beatified in 2005 and canonized in 2022. Because he wanted his order to be suitable for illiterate brothers, he eliminated the requirements to pray the divine office because they were in Latin, and replaced them with prayer, the rosary, and 5 hours of adoration before the Blessed Sacrament. And on May the 15th, 2022, Blessed Charles de Foucauld, along with 9 others, was canonized in St. Peter's Square by Pope Francis. And so the life of Nazareth can be led anywhere, even in a place whose greatest advantage is in making us ready for the next place, provided that we are where Jesus wants us. And whatever happens, I shall be perfectly satisfied, he said. I could do no other than lose myself in merging with the divine will. I would prefer for myself total failure, perpetual solitude, nothing but setbacks. I do all I can in order to have companions by sanctifying myself in silence. If I had them, I would rejoice along with many worries. Not having them, I rejoice completely. And the most important moment of our life is the moment of our death. We move closer towards this moment with each passing day. Think often of death so as to prepare for it and appraise things as their true value. Every cross, great or small, even small annoyances, are the voice of the Beloved. He is asking for a declaration of love from us to last while the suffering lasts. And this is a prayer he prayed. Father, I abandon myself into your hands. Do with me with what you will. Whatever you may do, I thank you. I am ready for all. I accept all. Let only your will be done in me and in all your creatures. I wish no more than this, O Lord. Into your hands I commend my soul. I offer it to you with all the love of my heart, for I love you, Lord, and so need to give myself, to surrender myself into your hands, without reserve and with boundless confidence, for you are my Father. Amen. And the Blessed Charles de Foucauld, he took a photo of the Eucharistic Jesus while it was exposed on the altar. And when the film was developed, the attached picture of the child Jesus appeared. And the picture portrays the innocent child Jesus looking up to his loving Holy Father and praying on our behalf. The surrounding shows the child Jesus in a poor carpenter's workshop. And Jesus later told Charles, St. Charles, I promise to send my blessings and my peace to each home where this image is found. My God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love you. And I ask pardon of you for those who do not believe, do not adore, do not hope, and do not love you. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins. Save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. And this prayer was revealed to our Lord, revealed by our Lord to Sister Mary of St. Peter in 1843 as a reparation for blasphemy. May the most holy, most sacred, most adorable, most incomprehensible, and ineffable name of God be forever praised, blessed, loved, adored, and glorified. And this is the story of St. Charles de Foucauld. And it's powerful when you look at he was a nobleman who found Christ in the silence of the desert. Faith strips the mask from the world and reveals God in everything. Above all we see Jesus in every person, and consequently treat each one not only as one, an equal and as a brother or sister, but also with great humility, respect, and selfless generosity. And St. Charles said, the best used hour in our lives is that in which we love Jesus most. These are great words from St. Charles. As soon as I came to believe there was a God, I understood that I could not do otherwise than live only for Him. So, he says, our entire existence, our whole being must shout the gospel from the rooftops. Our entire person must breathe Jesus. All our actions, our whole being must be a living proclamation, a reflection of Jesus. Words from St. Charles de Foucault. And thank you, Lord, for the precious saint. And he would, he's lost a teenager and joined the French army and ended up going to battle in Africa, in Algeria. And he came back to France and he rediscovered his Catholic faith. And by 1901, 1910, he became a Catholic priest. And so by his experiences, he found Christ. And Christ would give him a great sign. He took a picture of the Eucharist during adoration. And Jesus appeared to him in a picture, as a young Jesus. That's powerful to me. That's amazing. And Jesus wants us to honor him. Just like the Sacred Heart of Jesus, you know, when he appeared to St. Margaret Mary Alacoque, giving us the image of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, and in the Divine Mercy, giving us, Jesus, I trust in you. So Jesus is always giving us the means to find him and to get to love him more and more and more. And we pray for our holy Catholic priest who administers Jesus' justice and confession and forgiveness and the Eucharist, body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus. And so we pray for our priests. We pray for Pope Francis. And we pray for all the clergy around the world today that the church would hang tough and hold fast to the apostolic tradition, the deposit of faith, which Christ gave to the church to claim God's word, and that they would reach the world with the truth. And so we pray for our priests.
It is time to pray for our priests, the real men in black.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black. Why you never see bright colors on my back. And why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on.
Without them, there are no sacraments. He counsels you. Who counsels him? He is on the front lines in the war against sin.
I wear it for another. another 100,000 who have died, believing that we all were on their side.
Now let us join together as we pray for our priests.
I'm the man in black.
Joy is prayer, joy is strength, joy is love. Joy is a net by which we catch souls. Mary, Mother of Jesus, throw your mantle of purity over our priests. Protect them, guide them, and keep them in your heart. Be a mother to them, especially in times of discouragement and loneliness. Love them and keep them belonging completely to Jesus. Like Jesus, they too are your sons. So keep their hearts pure and virginal. Keep their minds filled with Jesus. And put Jesus always on their lips, so that he is the one they offer to sinner and to all they meet. Mary, bless them and keep a special place for them in your heart. Give them a piece of your heart so beautiful and pure and immaculate, so full of love and humility, so that they too can grow in the likeness of Christ. Dear Mary, make them humble like you and holy like Jesus. And we must love our neighbor as being made in the image of God and as an object of his love, as typified by St. Charles de Foucauld today. Heavenly Father, grant that our priests be strengthened and healed by the power of the Eucharist they celebrate, and may the word they proclaim give them courage and wisdom. We pray for our bishops, Lord. Dear Lord, we thank you for the gift that bishops are to the church. We ask you to bless all bishops as they carry out the work of leading your people. Lord, may your Holy Spirit grace them with the gifts of wisdom and strength, gentleness and compassion as they continue to take up their role as our pastors and teachers. And we pray for our seminarians. Lord, give our seminarians the grace to follow you more perfectly. When they are lonely or discouraged, fill them with your peace. Jesus, meek and humble of heart, make the hearts of our seminarians like yours. Amen. Dear Lord, please give them strength when they are weak, love when they feel forsaken, courage when they feel afraid or doubtful, wisdom when they feel foolish, comfort when they feel alone, hope when they feel rejected, and peace when they are in turmoil. So stand strong and hold fast. Greetings and peace to you seminarians as you prepare to go out into the world in service. And I am excited to know that you do so as people of love. And the church is truly blessed to have you as a witness of faith. And have no doubt that as the Spirit dances through and in you, great things will happen. Lord, raise up worthy ministers for your altars and ardent but gentle servants of the gospel. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. And so we pray for our priests, and we pray for our seminarians, and we pray for our families. As the family goes, there goes society. We pray for our families. And we pray for our children, Lord.
It is time to pray for those who will carry the faith beyond our years. Our
children. Children.
You'll have that responsibility soon enough, kids. But for now,
run and jump and play. Young, carefree children.
And help them keep their childlike faith.
And the thing that's really sad is that we lose the faith we had when we were children. Loud, proud children.
Lord, your word is filled with accounts of miraculous protection, and we claim that power for vulnerable children. Make your little ones invisible to people who seek to exploit them. Saint Joseph, watch over us and care for us just as you cared for the child Jesus. And by your help, may we come to know your Son and so grow in strength and wisdom and the favor of God. Amen. Saint Joseph is the patron saint of the Universal Church. Families, fathers, expectant mothers. O glorious Saint Joseph, to you, God committed the care of his only begotten Son amid the many dangers of this world. And we come to you and ask you to take under your special protection the children God has given us through holy baptism. And they become children of God and members of his holy church. O Saint Joseph, do assist us by your powerful intercession and obtain for us from your divine Son all spiritual blessings through Jesus Christ our Lord, along with St. Charles today, St. Sebastian and St. Nicholas and St. Maria Goretti and St. Daphna and St. Philomena and St. Gianna and St. Christopher and St. Michael the Archangel, St. Raphael the Archangel, St. Monica and St. Anthony. And Lord, thank you for being our children's refuge and fortress, the God in whom they can and should put their trust. And I pray, Lord, that no evil shall be allowed to befall on our children. No plague would come near their tent. Lord, you are my strength in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold and my refuge, my Savior. And I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, I love you very much. I beg of you to spare the life of the unborn child, whom I have spiritually adopted, whose life is in danger of abortion. And Lord, now we pray for those who have recently passed. Pray the Holy Rosary for those who've recently passed. Pray the glorious mysteries focusing on the resurrection and life after death. God our Father, your power brings us to birth. Your providence guides our lives, and by your command, we return to dust. Lord, those who die still live in your presence. Their lives change but do not end. And I pray and hope for my family, relatives, and friends, and for all those who have recently passed, known to you alone, in company with Christ who died and now lives, may they rejoice in your kingdom, where all our tears are wiped away, and unite us together again in one family, to sing your praise forever and ever. Amen. Revelation chapter 21, verse 4 says, He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them, and may they rest in peace. Amen. And may Almighty God bless us in His peace and strength in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, hear this prayer for those who have recently passed, and provide these souls with your abundance of love as they enter into your heavenly kingdom. Help the families and loved ones left behind to understand that you have a plan for everyone. Help them to find peace in their time of mourning, and to know that no matter what, you are always with them through the pain that they may be feeling at this time. And may the light of Jesus and the angels bring peace and salvation to my parents. May they rest in peace, knowing that their souls belong to God and God only. No demon, no devil, no principality, no evil spirit has access to their light and salvation. May Holy Mary, the angels, and all the saints welcome them now that they have gone forth from this life. May Christ, who was crucified for them, bring them freedom and peace. May Christ, who died for them, admit them into His garden of paradise. And may Christ, the true shepherd, embrace them as one of His flock. And may He forgive all their sins and set them among those He has chosen. Amen. And Lord, we pray for those who've been affected by war and terrorism. We pray for what's been going on in the Ukraine. We pray for Israel. And we pray for those who are still held in bondage and captivity by Hamas and terrorism. We pray for them, Lord. And we pray for peace. And we thank you, Lord. We pray for the prodigals, Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, I lift up to you the prodigal, and thank you for loving them even more than we do, for watching over them when we can't, and for working to draw them to yourself. And we pray for America, Lord. We pray for our soldiers and veterans. We ask you to bless the members of our armed forces. Give them courage, hope, and strength, and may they ever experience your firm support, gentle love, and compassionate healing, and be their power and protector, leading them from darkness to light. And we pray for the prisoner, Lord. Lord Jesus, we pray for those who are resident in prison and their families. May they be aware of your presence with them, and may your spirit bring them peace and the hope of new life in Jesus Christ. And Lord, we pray for those in hospitals, that the hospital setting would be a place of healing and hope for all there. We pray for our police officers and our first responders, our EMTs, and our hospital nurses and doctors. We pray for them, Lord. And we pray for the elderly, Lord. Lord, you've promised to carry us even in our old age. And we pray for a spiritual strengthening for those who find their bodies are failing. We are spirit more than flesh. Lord, help our loved ones embrace this transition from flesh to spirit gracefully and with dignity. And Lord, we pray for the poor souls in purgatory. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home and within my family. And Lord, I pray for those we pray for the end of abortion. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, I love you very much, and I beg of you to spare the life of the unborn child whom I have spiritually adopted, whose life is in danger of abortion. We thank you, Lord, for loving us. That you lift us up, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Because you invite us, and I encourage you to go to Mass. Go to Mass and receive the actual body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ in the Eucharist, in the state of grace, and go to confession. And the Lord will raise us up. Raise us up, and he loves us this much.
time echoes from the words of flesh and bone alive. Just remember that I committed long ago, not just my body, but my mind, and yes, my soul. And though you sinned, I'll never let you go. You keep holding on to this cross, keep holding.
Sound of my calling, hear, O
dwelling, and that means go to Mass. And if it's been a while since you've gone to Mass, if it's been a while since you've frequented the sacraments and going to confession, if you haven't gone to Mass because it's your fault, let's say you just failed to go. Now, if you couldn't go, that's one thing. If you were sick and in the hospital and that kind of thing, that would not be a mortal sin. But if you failed to go to Mass because of your own, then that would be a mortal sin which needs to be confessed. You would need to go to confession and confess for not going to Mass if it was negligence on your part. Now, if you had nothing, if it was not your fault, then, you know, that's not a mortal sin. You should go to Mass at every opportunity that you can, on holy days and Sundays, you know, obligations, the Lord's Day. So now if you're homebound or something like that, then that's where you need to make arrangements with your parish priest who would make sure that you would have Holy Communion and he would hear your confessions. So make those arrangements should you need to do that. But if you don't have the reason for not going to Mass, just that you don't want to go or you've lost faith or whatever the issue, so we encourage you, whatever's the keeping you from going to Mass purposely, then whatever it is, if it's sin, let it go. Now tomorrow we'll have Blessed Raphael Zelensky. He will be in the Stand in the Gap tomorrow. And so we just say, let it go. I want you to let it go. Whatever is preventing you from God's grace, don't cast out the Lord's grace. Don't do that. Go. Jesus said, come, follow me. And so, go to Mass and frequent the sacraments. Pray the rosary. And when you go to confession, the Lord takes those sins you confess, and he throws them into the sea of forgetfulness, and he remembers them no more. And you're given a judgment in the confessional, a judgment of mercy. And this mercy our Lord will honor one day when you stand before him to face his eternal justice. He will honor this mercy he bestows upon you through the ministry of his priests. So that is so important. Jesus loves you so much. He offers you this. So whatever is preventing you from going to Jesus, let it go.
Isolation, and it looks like I'm a queen. bothered me anyway.
All right, so we will close at this time our deeper truth, Stand in the Gap with us, and St. Charles Day Foucault. And we will be back tomorrow with Blessed Raphael Chilinski. And so, we will see you again tomorrow. And God bless you all today. And may the Lord, may you receive his blessings today. And his light shine upon you today. Amen. As we close in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good day.